A man, the master of Seifa, where the Chaviva, that learns the Shua Testus of Rav Nachman, only in the Seifa, I'll tell you, Ha'achud, he could draw the word of Amayna. Over here, there's a good doubt that maybe he's telling the truth. Because yesterday, when he asked you for the money, you admitted. So we see the loan took place. We know the Taveya is asking rightfully. Just today, you say you pay back, that's a good doubt. He says, no, he did not get paid back. There's a good doubt in money. Therefore, the Rabbanan say to swear, I will help somebody in the Reisha when I come to ask you for the money. And you're a Kaifrakil right away, the Lekka draw the Mamena. There's no real doubts here whether you ever took the money or not. You're not admitting to anything. You're saying you never took the money. So therefore, there would be no Shua of Kaifrakil. Right. So that's the Machloek is exactly where is the Shua by a Kaifrakil. Now the Gemara says, my Ika, what's the difference between Shua the Araisa and Shua the Rabbanim? By a kofra curl, there's no shvua d'iraisa, only by maidib mixah. But still, Rav Nachman says you have to swear. So Masfali Gemara says, holds there is some difference. What is the difference? So Ika b'nayo, some say the difference, meipach shvua, whether we could change around the shvua. That means, b'diraisa loy mafchin in shvua. In the d'iraisa, you cannot change around the shvua. Rashi says, imomar ha-nitzfa l'teveya ha-shpeya v'teil. Like, let's say he's a kofra curl. Or else he's a moed of a mixas. So Lachor is, he has to swear. Let's say he, the nitfa, says, I don't want to swear. But you know what? You rather swear. You swear that I owe you the money, and then I'll pay you. So in the deraisa, we do not do this. Midiraisa loy machin and shvua. Midiraisa, the one that's moed of a mixas, he has to swear. And if he does not want to swear, he'll have to pay. He has no right to put the shvua upon the malva that he should have to swear before he collects. But midirabonim da machinim. In the case where Shimon is a kofer akel, I owe you nothing. Now the Rabbanan say, swear you owe nothing. He says, no, I don't want to swear. But if you want me to pay, you swear that I owe you the money and I'll pay you. It's true. We make Reuven swear that Tevaya swears, and then he'll collect.
Maybe there's another distinction
between... Must have a few reasons. Anyway, so, but the Lama Bar Avashi, according to Lama Bar Avashi, the Yom that he says, Vidi Raisa Nami Machinen, he holds no. Even in the Shua Di Raisa. That the loiva has, he was made of mixas, he has to swear midiraisa. But if he tells the malva, I want you to swear, he knows that's a good swara. But there is a doubt here in Bezdin. Bezdin does not know what to do. So he has to swear. If the loiva has the right to tell the malva, you swear. So, ma'ika ben midiraisa in the rabbonin. According to Ma'ab Ravashi, what's going to be the difference? They both have this kula of mafchin and shvua. So when it says, ika ben another, another difference could be of mechas lenichse. Whether we go down to his property to take away his money. What does that mean? Vidiraisa nachtin lenichse. Midiraisa, when you have to swear. And let's say you say, no, I do not want to swear, so then is you have to pay. How strong is that chi of money? A real chi of money. That doesn't even really go down to your nechassim and take away your property if you do not pay it.
That's a
mode of the mitzvah. Right. That's midiraisa, because sure, right. But vidirabonin though, le nachtin lenichse. But the Rabbanan, though, it's only the Rabbanan you have to swear. So now if the person does not want to swear, the Rabbanan would not make a takana like, Bezdin has no right to go down to your property and take away your money. So that's the difference in the Chaimer or the Shua. Morris says, no, that's the Machlaikas, though. Well, the Rabbi Yossi, though, the Yom that he holds with the Rabbanan, even on the Issa the Rabbanan, Nami Nachtin Lenichse, even the Gazan with the Rabbanan also, Bezdin goes down and takes away your property. So here, where with the Rabbanan you have to swear and you do not swear, so there's a halacha that now the other one has a right to collect the money, so Bezdin will go so far to take it away from you, take away your property. That's not we learned. Mitzias cheres shait of a cotton. Let's see, a cheres deaf and dumb, shait a fool, a cotton, picks up a mitziah. They find something. So, yesh bem gezel. If somebody now steals it from them, there's nisa gezel mifnei darke shalom. Like it's not a real list of the rabbonin. Because they're not kind of the chayfetz. A chair of shaita b'katan has no das. When they pick up a mitzvah, they are not kind of the mitzvah. And sometimes with das a chair of maknoi, so it helps midirais even. That's if somebody else wants to give him a present. So then when the katan picks it up, since you have the das of the maknoi, the one that's giving it to him, that's a sound, maybe it's good. But here, by a mitzvah where you find something, there's nobody giving it to you. You need the katan or the chair of the shaita himself to make this kinyan. They are lav b'nei day and inu, they have no kinyonim, so it does not really belong to them. Therefore, if someone takes it away from them, they're not over a real list of gezel. It's only if they don't get shalom, it's like the Rabbanin, do not like this. Al shalom, since the cut and now picked it up, we have to act as if it's his. You cannot take it away. However, Reb Yossi Yomer Gezel Gomer. Reb Yossi says, no, there's Nisa Gezel involved. So what does it mean to say there's Gezel Gomer? It does not mean to say it's a derisive Dika Halacha, because me derisive Reb Yossi would agree that the Cheresh of Gun has no Kinyonim. The Yomer Reb Chizda Gezel Gomer Medivrayim. All Reb Yossi meant to say was that Midirabbanan, though, they gave a Nisa Gezel here. That means Midirabbanan, Mishum Darke Sholem, they went further just to say, Al Sholem, do not touch the Kotin, but they went to say, Mishum Sholem now, we looked as if the Kotin really owns it. And there'll be a Nisa Gezel Midivrayim, Midirabbanan, if someone takes it away. So what's the difference? Lamainat Gemina, what's the difference that Reb Yossi has to say there's a Gezel Gomer, whereas the Tanakam also says, it's a Gezel, the Tanakam also says, do not take it away. He also says it's Gezel Vedak Yisholem. So what does Reb Yossi come to add? It must be Lehoitziyo B'dayonim. That he holds that an Issa the Rabbanan also doesn't have the right to go down and take away your property. If you stole the Mitziyah from the Cheresheret of the Kotin, and then you lost it, so Bezdin will go down and take away your money, they would make you pay back. So even from Issa the Rabbanan, Bezdin goes down to the Nechosim. So according to Reb Yossi, where you would have to swear, mid Rabbanan will be the same Svara. Once the Rabbanan say you have to swear, and the law is if you do not swear, you have to pay money. So mid Rabbanan you have to pay. The Rabbanan will need to go down to the Nechosim. So again, what should be the difference?
Isn't there another difference?
Taisa brings down what the Rashi says in Ksubis, and the Shua derives you have to have the Chayfetz, and the Shua Rabbanan you do not have to have the Chayfetz. But he says, now Gemara, not much like that. Our Gemara does not bring this down for a difference, even in the Rabbanan also. A Shua, the Rabbanan, and Bezdin, you would have to swear with the Kippur Chayfus. That's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Mor says, because Rabbi Yossi, Mayika ben the Raisa of the Rabbanan, Ikevenayu, Shekinegdoi Choshra la Shvua. What's going to be if the person is a Choshra la Shvua? Like the person was a Moedib Amiksas, so he's supposed to swear, and he's a Choshit. We caught him lying once before, so Bezdin will not let him swear now. So be the Raisa, Shekinegdoi Choshra la Shvua, we say that if the nitva cannot swear, so we turn around the shvua and put it upon the taveya. He has to swear now that he really owes him the money still. The one, the opposite of taveya, the one that has to swear. The one opposite that was put to shvua. That's machlokes. Then we had Gemara before. We're both zachos, and then chos v'shul. It's machlokes. We'll have later on chos v'shul and mekayma and mitarsh and yochel yishav and mishalim. Then we put that shul back to the first one, and you can't swear, so you have to pay. So there's not mean that the first one cannot swear. Do we take the shul and make the malva? The other one swear before he takes his money. But with the rabbanu though, takanti. The fact that the kofar kol has to swear is only a takana. For takanti, takana le'avdina. We do not do a second takana. Just to say that once you, if you cannot swear, so that's it. We would not let the other one swear and take the money. We'll make you swear if you could. Rashi says takanti shvua atzma shel heses takantihu. He, but takanta she taveya nishba v'noitel takanta heses shvua shleivua lo v'elot kachachamim le'avdinon v'yaseh taveya b'loishem shvua. That's all he loses out. That really kofra kol is potter. Rabbanan just said, let's make him swear to see if he's really telling the truth. That's only if he could swear. But if Bezdin is not going to listen to him anyway, where he's found to be a liar from before, so we leave the situation alone. We let it remain. He's a kofar kol. We can't force him to pay, and we can't force him to swear. Therefore, he goes out free. That's the difference. Whether on a shvua d'oraisa, we say avchin and shvua, on a shvua d'rabbanan, we do not say. Mar says, no, though. Ul rabban and the pligle the Rabbi Yossi. Ti yomu b'drabbanan. L'nachtinu l'nichsei. No, that's good. That's the difference. This is the difference. Whether Sheikh the Nishba Vanoitel, Sheikh the Nishba, that's the machloikis. By the Rabbi, we say yes, the Rabbanim we say no. Now the Gemara is, Ule Rabbanim, the plig you led the Rabbi Yossi, the Yamim with the Rabbanim, Lo Nachtin Lo Nichsei, they say when a person has to swear with the Rabbanim. And he says, no, he does not want to swear. Still, we do not go down to his Nechosim, we do not force him to pay. If so, my Avinulei, what do we do to him? In other words, why should a person ever swear? What kind of takana with the Rabbanan is this? I say you owe me 100, and you say 0, nothing doing. So good, the Rabbanan said he has to swear. But the guy says, no, I don't want to swear. So you tell him we don't do anything, so why should the guy ever swear? Any chacham will just say, I'm not going to swear. But the Rabbanan has to do some punishment. What do Rabbanan have a power to enforce their shvua? My Avdinle, what do we do to them? So Rabbanan says, yes, Mishatinule. We put a nidu upon him. We give him a sham to benidui. So the Avdinle was, until he pays up, we let him be benidui. So Amalei Ravinu of Ashi, Hainati the Kufse is grabbing hold of him by something that's hanging to Shafka the Glima, who? You can let him take back his coat. In other words, if you leave a shamti or nidu on him until he pays back, that's the same thing as going down and grabbing away his coat. What's the difference? A person doesn't want to live the rest of his life with a shamti, with a nidui, so that's the same way of saying going down to his nechosim. Rashi Nusant, Rashi touches up here on the one, but Rashi says, not to lekufse, the shak leglimu, Rashi's oicha the beitzav, he grabs a hold of his testicles, the beitzav, ha tluyim, but it's holding on, ha chitin le talis, and only gives back his talis sholof, kolaymar. He, when the shamtin lay, since you're giving a sham to your nidu upon him, liyolam adalaisav letli gives it back to you. Less lech the mechaz anichsei odik mihai. There's no better way of going down to the nechosim. In other words, if he's going to be b'sham to the rest of his life, for sure he's going to pay back. So that's the moris. What are you telling me? We're not going down, but we're going to sham to. So Rashi says kol davra toli b'mechoret is hanging from the mechubor korale kufsa. So that's what the moris means here. Not to the kufsa. So the grab a hold of him over there. And until he gives back the clothing, that's the best way of taking away his clothing. So what do you mean to tell me Bezdin does not force him to pay? This is the best way to force him to pay. El the Gemara says, what do we do to him? We give him a time limit. We give you 1 week, let's say. We say, if you do not pay up within 1 week or swear, you're in nidu for 1 week. And then, nagdei. Ademotis man nagd, then we'll give him malchus like midrabbonim. For nagdina, we hit him. For shafkinle, then we let him go. So kitzi, could he gain by not swearing? But it's not so simple. But the Gemara's question: every person would say, no, I don't want to swear, because you can end up with a week's worth of nidui and then with malchus. So that some.
He said malchus shames a person; he doesn't want to be shamed.
Right. Well, that's why a person would want to swear. It's not so simple to get away with it. That's the kind of the rabbonim. If you are kleif rakeil, we can't force you to pay. No, we're not nachla nichsei. We want you to swear. If you're not going to swear, after a week or so, we'll give you malchus, and then you go free. Amar Papa, hay man the apik shtar achavrei. Reuven comes with a star, saying, you, Shimon, owe me $100. I lent you $100. The Yomale, and Shimon answers back, shtar apruhu. True, I agree to that shtar, but I paid you back already. You have no proof I didn't tell you. I say I paid you back. So I'm really like, what's the shadow? Do we believe Shimon or not? He's a kleif rakeil. Does he have to pay or not? I'm really like, we say to Shimon, lav kol k'minoch. No, we do not believe you. Since the person has a star, zil shlim, you have to pay back the money. Why? Because that's it. Because whoever pays back, takes back the star. So since Reuven, or gets a receipt, so since the Malva still has the star, shtar chob b'yodi maboy, what is he doing with holding on to the star? It must be that Shimon did not pay back. And therefore, Shimon still has to pay. Let's say Shimon says to Reuven, listen, I want you to swear to me that I did not pay you back. That's a good taina. That much we listen to Shimon, that Reuven will have to swear before he collects his money. On a shtar, since there's still a little bit of a doubt that maybe he did pay you back, you'll have to swear if he asks for it. But only if he asks for it. If he does not ask for it, you collect without swearing. Why is this different than the Poygim Eshtoroi? Poygim over there means, I have a shtar, you owe me $100. And you say you paid it all back. And I say, no, I admit that you paid me back $50. Part of the shtar you paid me back, but the rest you did not. Over there we say that Reuven, the Malva, could only collect the money if he swears. Therefore, sure, he has to swear before he collects the money. So Amalei said that Chosim, the difference is, Afagav the Loitoyin Ihu Tanina Leyanan. Even though the Loiva does not say that I want you to swear before you collect, we ourselves, Bezdin themselves, speak up and speak in such a case. Since they see that the Shtar was paid up a little bit, so there's a good Jura that maybe the Loiva is telling the truth that he paid back the whole thing. Therefore, before the Malva could collect, Bezdin tells the Malva you have to swear. Over here, by a regular Kefra Koyol, Hocho. By Kerif HaKol on the Shtar, Arminalei, Zil Shlimlei. We tell the Loiva, listen, the Malva has a Shtar, most probably you did not pay up. the toyin, but if the loiv himself speaks up and says, V'yomar, ishtabeli, I want you to swear to me first, aminule, then we say yes, zil ishtabeli. We say to the malva, you have to swear. But the tzumim rabbanu, what's going to be if the malva is a talmud chacham, a young talmud chacham, loy mashvinule, then we do not make him swear. So what does that mean? So half a meaner is that he collects the money without swearing. So amalei Rav Yehiel Ravashi, tzumim rabbanin, Mishala glima di inshei. What kind of swear is that? Just because the malva is a talmud chacham, he has right to grip off somebody else's shirt. There is true, you have a shtar that Reuven owes you money. But Reuven says him, I want you to swear to me that I did not pay you back. I say I paid you back. You have no proof I did not pay you back. Just the fact that Chazok Ashtokham Yodi, I want you to swear. Samikur Radin, Reuven has to swear. Just because it's a Talmud Chacham, we let him collect without swearing. What kind of swear is that? Elu rather, Le Mestachim and Le Nadine. The pshat is that we do not listen to this din anymore. There's our cover from Talmud Chacham, we do not make him swear. So what could Bezdin do? Nothing. So Bezdin does not collect, just the opposite. Because it's a Talmud Chacham, because it's not covered, for him to swear in Bezdin, therefore he'll lose out completely. Rashi says, Le Mestachim and Le Shava. We do not make the Talmud Chacham swear. The Nesta Dechashim and Le. Because otherwise it's going to look like we're Choshedim. We have doubts, maybe he's lying. That's why we're telling him to swear. So that's not so nice for Talmud Chacham to have to swear in Bezdin. For Le Ligvois, but the same thing, we cannot collect money. To Alma Le Yishtabeli. Because the Loiv has said, I want you to swear. Like Pratikha, that I did not pay you up. So therefore, what he meant to say was, the Talmud Chacham loses out his money, but it's still worth it that he should not swear. We do not let him swear in Bezdin, because then it'll look like we're choshed him, I'm a Mainai, and therefore he loses his money together. Or else we'll have to wait until some other way of getting it. Oh, Kiddush. Okay. Right, then the Gemara says, Manli Biyodach. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar Rav Asi. Hal Mal Ves Chaver Biyedim. If I lent you money in front of two Edim, later you cannot say you paid me back. Pray for a call would be chayiv, because halacha is you have to pay me back in front of two edim. If you do not give it to me in front of two edim, you have no right to say paraticha. So that is halacha. The svara pashut is because since I lent you in front of two edim, we see I do not trust you. So therefore, you know right now he's not going to trust you to pay back the money. Therefore, you should have paid back in front of the waiting. You should have known that there's going to be problems.
Two-way street.
Right.
It would be the same idea if you have a
shtar. So, Moshe says, when I said over this loch, Yamris, the Chaim of the Shmuel, Omli, said like this, Yochol loy maloy praticho, b'fnei plenty, plenty of alcohol lehem. Loch is true. He has to pay back in front of the waiting, but he still has the right to say, you know what? I paid you back yesterday in front of the waiting. So the Malva says, where are those two Edim? He has the right to say, they took the plane last night, they went back to New York. So he has the right to answer back. So Kif Simit says, that's such a strong taina. The fact that I lent you money be Edim, so the Levi just has to be smart. He still has the right to say, I paid you back. He just has to say, I paid you back in front of two Edim, even though he cannot prove his taina of two Edim. And the first one holds no, that the part of this deal is, you have to be able to prove it. So, Reuven says to Shimon, I have by you $100. Amalai Hain. Shimon says, yes, I admit it. V'machat tomorrow, Amalai Tanuli, give it to me. The Satlachai says, I gave it back to you, Sapater. We believe him, he's a Kaifra Kolis Potter. Now the question is why? V'achat Kiv on the top of the Edim. The case here was, I first came and asked you in Bezdin, like, I asked you in front of two Edim, give me the money. And you admitted in front of two Edim, so the Chura command the Yusfa be Edim Dami. It's like I lent you money now in front of two Edim. Rashi says, Kivotov Edim, for Hoidlov if Nayim. Because the case is when you agree, the Hoidor has to be in front of two Edim. Otherwise, you could say, Meshatani, but I was just joking with you. So every Hoidor has to be in front of two Edim. See, since you admitted to me in front of two Edim that I lent you the money, it's considered as if I really lent you the money in front of two Edim. And later, Kotani says, Potter, it still says that when you say, Kerfra Kerl, you're believed.